Welcome to the Life After Plus One podcast, where we turn life's lemons into delightful lemonade. Get ready for inspiring stories, uplifting conversations, and all the tips and tricks to rock your single parent journey with style. I'm your host, Leanne, and it's time to embrace the adventure of Life After Plus One. So let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome to Life After Plus One. I'm Leanne, your podcast host and your single parent mentor. And before I dive into today's episode, I just want to give a big shout out to any new listeners out there. Thank you for coming on board. And just to let you know, this podcast is to talk about anything and everything single parenting. You name it, we talk about it. Co-parenting, dealing with your ex, dealing with your ex's new partner, dating, loneliness, and everything else in between. We talk about it all. And today I want to talk about ending a relationship in a healthy way. Now, I don't necessarily want to talk about when you've been in a marriage or a long-term de facto relationship, because there's a lot more involved in that. You've got all your legalities, you know, you may have a mortgage, you've got to go through custody, you've got to go through all those nitty-gritty bits and pieces. I'm not going to go into the legal side of it, but it's more so talking about the side when you actually are a single parent and you start dating again, what is the way to break up with someone? Because sadly, it's a common trend to just ghost or block people when things don't go your way, or not necessarily you, because you may be the victim of this, but people just block and ghost. They feel like they don't need to give a reason. There is no rule saying you've got to give someone a reason, you've got to do this, but common courtesy goes a long way. It really does. And when you're in the dating world, especially as a single parent, you've got a lot more baggage, so to speak, to carry on. You've got a lot more to think about. You've got a lot more that you're worried about and you're protecting yourself. You've got your kids. You've just been through a horrible breakup with either their mom or their dad, and you don't want to go down that path again. So you're guarded. You're a lot more cautious. You're wary of who you're trusting and who you're going to let into your world. And then when you let someone in, you don't want to have to go through the drama of what you went through with the kid's parent. So you just think it's easier just to not deal with it all and ghost them and block them. Now, let's be honest, that is one way out. But is that the healthy way? No. And if you want to go down the path of having a healthy relationship, then you need to learn to find ways of dealing with things in a healthy manner. And blocking and ghosting and just cutting people off completely and not telling them a reason or giving them any acknowledgement as to why is not a healthy way of dealing with shit as an adult, especially in the dating world. We're all grown adults. We've all been hurt. Everyone who is in the world of single parenting has been hurt at some point. Everyone is protecting themselves of getting hurt again. You see it all the time. Oh, I don't want to let the wrong person in. I don't want to get hurt. Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to let the wrong person in. But at some point, you've got to let your guard down. At some point, you've got to learn to trust. And at some point, you've got to learn to be vulnerable. And at some point, you've got to learn to be respectful of other people's feelings. Because yes, you need to protect yourself and what could happen to you, but you've also got to be cautious of the other person. You can't just go into a dating world with that one-sided opinion of, I don't want to get hurt. You've got to be respectful of the other person and not want to hurt them. So that's why when you're in it and you're in a relationship that you're not happy with, you find a healthier way and a more productive way and a kinder and more respectful way to end that relationship instead of just ghosting and blocking. Now, talking about breakups or discussing it with a partner is not an easy topic, because at the end of the day, somebody is going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. Unless you're both on the same page and you're wanting to break up with that person, they might turn around and say, well, actually, that's probably a good idea. I was feeling the same way as well. Who knows? That might happen. But quite often, one person is going to get hurt. One person's going to get blindsided and just not see it coming. So that's why a lot of people just avoid it. They think if they don't have to deal with it, no one's going to get hurt. Well, really, it's just looking after you, isn't it? You're not going to get hurt, but you're probably putting more hurt on the other person by dealing with it in that way. You're hurting them even more by not letting them know, by not giving them a reason or acknowledging them or their feelings or the relationship you just had. So you might be thinking, well, what do I do? How do I get out of this? Easy. You talk to them. That's simple. Communication. Now, a lot of people say these days, oh, I'm all about communication. I will talk about anything. But then when it comes down to it, they don't want to communicate about shit. Their idea of communication is talking to you about their day at work or talking to you about their family and where they all live and where they grew up and blah, 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 blah. That is not communication. That's everyday general chit chat. That's not communication. Communication with a partner is talking about things that you're happy about, talking about things that you're not happy about, things that maybe can be worked on or improved, things that you can do together as a couple to make the relationship better. That's about having communication, being respectful of each other's feelings and opinions about things and not shutting each other down and willing to listen to each other. Even if you don't agree, you don't have to agree, but you can still listen and be respectful of their opinion. Because it's quite easy to be in a situation and totally misread what's happening. You might think that someone's being rude to you when they're just having a joke and being funny and you've taken it the completely wrong way. Someone might be wanting to spend time with their friends and then you might think that they're not wanting to spend time with you. You might be feeling rejected or left out because they're excluding you when really they may just think that you're wanting more time to yourself or you work a lot and they're just giving you your space because we're all adults and we all need our space. So quite often, these situations when you're in a relationship in the dating world, not so much a marriage or a long-term relationship, but when you're in a dating world relationship, quite often these situations are totally misread and people just go, nah, I'm out. I can't be fucked with this because the grass is always greener, isn't it? There's always a better situation on the other side. You can always go back to online dating and find someone better. But can you? We know what the online dating world is like at the moment. Can you easily find someone better? Is the grass always greener? Or is it worth you putting in the effort to see what you can do to fix the situation or to make it better? So when you're wanting to break up with someone, the biggest thing to do, look at the why. What is the reason? Has something serious happened that you are just fed up, you're at breaking point, you're running on empty, you can't give the relationship anymore, so you're out, you're done. That is fair enough. If you've actually can sit there and honestly say to yourself, I've given it everything, then that is fair enough to call it quits. But if you haven't sat down and had a talk to them, you haven't made an effort to work on the relationship, you haven't made an effort to do something to fix it or to make it better, then you haven't really given a good reason as to why you should break up. You're just being lazy and you're hoping to get out of a situation because you don't want to have to deal with real life issues. And I'm sorry, any relationship is going to have real life issues. This is called adulting, people. We need to deal with shit. You can't keep going through relationships where you refuse to acknowledge the other person and what they're feeling and what's happening in the relationship. You need to be respectful of that. If you want someone in your life, you need to be respectful of them and you need to be respectful of how they feel and you need to put in the effort to make that relationship work. So if you are honestly at that point where you want to break up, know the reason why it is. You might turn around and say, it's because I'm bored. Well, are you bored in the relationship because you're not putting effort in? Or are you bored because you've been putting in so much effort and they're not reciprocating, they're not putting in any effort, so you're just done, you can't give any more? Because bored's not a reason to want to leave a relationship. You've got to put in the effort. Are you wanting out because they said something to you that really upset you and you just don't want to talk to them about it? You can't be fucked. So you're just like, I'm done. I'm out. We are adults. If someone does something to you that you don't like, you need to find a way to communicate it. You need to lead by example with your kids and talk about shit. You don't just run and hide when something doesn't go your way. So if you're wanting to end a relationship and you haven't communicated to this person anything at all about what's going on in the relationship that's upsetting you, then that's a you issue. You need to learn to communicate these things. If something's happened in the relationship that you're not happy with, but you're just bottling it up because you're too scared to speak to them, then why are you not confident enough to talk? Why are you not confident enough or comfortable enough to talk to your own partner about things? And you might turn around and say, well, it's because I have a partner that doesn't like talking about these things. I have a partner that whenever I talk about my feelings or when something upsets me or when something I'm not happy about, they just get angry at me. Well, if that's the case, I need you to ask yourself this question. Why are you with someone that doesn't respect how you feel or doesn't respect when you have something to say? So when you are wanting to end a relationship and you want to actually be a decent human being and not take the weak move by blocking and ghosting, then the best thing to do is to sit down and talk to this person like an adult. And do not go into a conversation with a partner who has no knowledge at all about how upset you might be about certain things, or you might be pissed off, or you might not be happy about something. And your partner's got zero knowledge of this because you haven't spoken to them prior about anything. You haven't told them. So don't go into a conversation and say, I want to break up because you said this and it pissed me off. If that's the case, you need to make them aware of it. You do not break up with someone because they've done something to you that they don't even know has upset you. Sit down like an adult and talk to them and explain, hey, you know what? When you made that comment the other night, it really pissed me off, or it didn't make me feel good. It made me feel shit, actually. Tell them, because quite often people don't intentionally try to piss other people off, especially when it's their partner. No one intentionally tries to hurt people. Well, actually, there are some assholes out in the world that do. But when you're in a relationship, majority of the time, they're not trying to hurt you or upset you. So if you've perceived it in the completely wrong way because you might be a little bit precious, or your humor might be different, or whatever it is, and you're taking it the very wrong way, don't sit there and go, well, fuck them, I'm going to break up with them now. Talk to them about it. Because they can't change their behavior if they don't know what they're doing wrong. And I've been in this situation years ago. I dated this guy, and anytime something happened between us, he would go and tell his friends. And his friends used to always be like, well, why are you with her? Get rid of her. And then I found this out later down the track. I can't remember how. Maybe I heard a conversation, or he actually told me one day. I can't remember. But I said to him, why are you telling your friends and not me? He goes, because we're going to have an argument. I said, no, we're not. I said, if I'm doing something wrong, you need to tell me so I know not to do it, or so I know that it's upsetting you. I don't know that it is upsetting you if you're not telling me. So of course you're going to run to your friends and you're going to tell them shit about me, and you're going to tell them only your side of the story. They're not hearing what happened on my end. So they're hearing your nasty version about me of what happened. Of course they're going to turn around and say, well, you should break up with her. That's a weak move. If you're upset with someone, talk to your partner and explain to them how it makes you feel. And I know there are a lot of people out there, they don't like talking about their feelings and emotions and what makes them sad and upset. They don't want to handle that. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to handle real life shit. So they avoid it. Or they have that mentality of, I don't want to talk about it because it's going to create drama. But mind you, they're talking about it to other people. That right there is what's creating drama, because you're throwing your partner under the bus and you're making your partner look like shit in front of your friends, and your friends are telling you to break up with them. That is creating drama. So if you want a healthy relationship, you've got to learn how to handle things in a healthy way. And that comes down to breaking up with people as well. Because then if you're just breaking up with someone in such a toxic way, you're going to take those patterns on to the next relationship, aren't you? You're not just all of a sudden going to meet someone new and change and everything's going to be all different. You've got to learn how to handle things in a healthy manner. So if someone's done something to you in a relationship that you've reached the point where you want to break up with them, and it's nothing serious, like there's been no domestic violence, or there's been no financial abuse or physical or emotional or verbal abuse, it's just something little that's triggered you and you want to break up with them over that, then you need to sit down and ask yourself, have I actually brought this up with this person? Do they know that it's actually pissing me off? Or am I just pissed off and I don't want to deal with their shit, so it's easier to run? I mean, of course it's easier to run. Of course it is. That's the easy way out of anything, isn't it? Just not deal with it, sweep it under the carpet, run and hide and pretend like it never happened. And in today's society, you don't have to deal with them. You can block them on social media. You can block their phone number. You can block them everywhere. You don't have to deal with them, see them, hear from them ever again. You can pretend like it never happened. Or you can be a decent human being and acknowledge them, talk to them in person, and sit down and have a conversation about what's upsetting you. And then it could be an extremely productive conversation where they could turn around and say, oh, fuck, I had no idea it made you feel that way. I'm sorry. And they could start looking at a better way of handling things on their end. Or it could be someone that turns around and says, well, that's how I deal with shit. If you don't like it, too bad. And for me, that would be like, okay, see ya. Because they're not willing to compromise. You don't want a partner that's going to change for you, but you do want a partner that's going to compromise and do things to work together. Otherwise, it's pointless. If a relationship is all about, sorry, that's just me, then that's a one-sided relationship. So if you're at a point where you're in the relationship and you want to end it, have that discussion. And that discussion will determine then and there on if it's worthwhile keeping or if it's worth getting rid of and finding something different or taking time out of the dating world for yourself. But talk to them and then gauge the outcome from their reaction. Because them turning around being extremely supportive or understanding and respectful of you and what you've brought up is a really good sign. They're showing that they're apologetic about what they're doing because they didn't realize it, and they're showing that they're willing to work on that, to not do things to upset you or whatever it is that's happened. But if you're sitting down and having a chat with your partner about something that's not happened in the relationship that you're not happy with and they're not taking that feedback on board, then that's a good time to sit down and say, okay, I appreciate that, but this is not going to work. We're on very different paths here and I want someone that's willing to communicate, and unfortunately, I can't get that from you. Now, a lot of people aren't comfortable doing that and I don't know why. Personally, I would think that's so much easier. And if you're in a situation like that and you end it in a healthy way, you're more inclined when you bump into them in public or when you see them, you can stop and say, hey, how you going? Good to see you. And you can talk to them like adults talk to each other instead of just having to pretend like, oh my God, that's my ex. And then you've got to run and hide. If you're blocking someone or something happens and you see them out in public, you know, what are you going to do? Drop your head and pretend like they're not there? And isn't it nicer to actually handle things in a healthier way? And then if you see them, you can actually stop and talk to them. Hey, how you going? And talk about where they're at, how they're going. Who knows? They may not even have a partner. They may still be single. You may still be single. And you might say, hey, let's catch up for a drink sometime. And you might both be in a different place where you're open to wanting to catch up again and see if you can rekindle that flame. Who knows? But if you end it in an unhealthy way, then there's no chance of that happening. You've just burnt your bridges and maybe you don't want to rebuild a relationship with them ever again. But I think we all need to remember that people are not always in the same place as you. You might be single for 10 plus years and you might be very comfortable with your life. You might be comfortable being single. You have no issues with alone time. You don't struggle with loneliness. You're very happy. And then all of a sudden you meet someone who has just broken up. They seem like the nicest person in the world for you. They seem like a perfect match. Everything on paper is exactly what you're looking for. But they've just broken up from their ex. They're still going through custody. They're still going through their financial battles and everything else. And they're not in a good headspace because they're constantly worried about their ex and they're constantly worried about their kids and the custody and everything else. To me, I couldn't date someone who's going through that stage, because they're not focused on the relationship. They've got too many things in their life that are taking priority. And that's not saying that I should be number one. That's saying that situation there should be number one. Their financial situation, where they're going to live, their kids, everything else, that's taking priority. And so it should. So I don't think it's right to date someone when you've been single for so long who's all of a sudden going through that stage. Let them find out what they're looking for. So this is what I'm getting at here. It's possible to meet people in the dating world who are great for you and are a perfect match, but they're just not there yet. They're not at the same place that you're at. They're at a different stage of the dating game. And it's okay to leave people like that in a healthy way instead of just not responding and not messaging them and not acknowledging them. I've done that to a few people. You seem lovely, but unfortunately, I think we're on different pages. I think we're at different places in the dating world and you need to go and experience dating life. And it's okay to end something like that in a healthy way, which is what I was getting at, relating it back to breaking up. It's okay to end something like that and say, okay, I think we're at different places. Maybe you need to just get out and enjoy your life. Enjoy being single. Get out and experience the dating world. Maybe we'll meet up again sometime. Maybe we won't. I could have ghosted him or I could have just blocked him. But I told him exactly how I felt. But even when you are dating someone and you get those vibes and you start chatting to someone, then all of a sudden you find out more information about them and you realize, oh, we're on very different pages here. Don't just all of a sudden ghost them. Don't just block them. Because if they're going through shit in their life and you've just done that, you're probably fucking with their head even more now because they're like, what did I do wrong? I thought this was perfect. I thought they were really nice. And then all of a sudden they just ghosted me and blocked me. Why would they do that? So doing that to someone, you're just fucking with their head. So be a decent human being and give them a bit of a heads up. You don't have to give a full explanation of why or the pros and cons or whatever else. Just tell them straight up. We're on different pages. There's nothing wrong here. I have nothing against you. I think you're a beautiful person, but I think we're both at different stages in our life. And that's it. You don't even need to say that much. And who knows, later down the track where they reach out to you again or you might bump into them. But if it was someone that you ghosted or blocked and you see them later down the track, they're not going to want to have anything to do with you. And even if you do bump into them again and you're not interested in dating, it's still nice to stop. You can say hi and you could acknowledge them. Be a decent human being. But when you end it in an unhealthy way, that's not going to happen. You might walk past them and go, oh, fuck, they look good. I'd like to speak to them, but they probably wouldn't want to speak to me because I just blocked them or I whatever else I did. So when you're wanting to break up with someone, think about why you're doing it. Are you doing it because you think you can find something better? And if that's the case, why aren't you making that relationship better? Is there something you can do to make the relationship you're currently in better? If you're bored, is there something you can do to make it more exciting? If you're not liking what they're saying to you, is it the way you're perceiving it? Are you taking it in a very wrong way or the opposite way to what they're even saying and you're taking it way too personally? So when you're in that phase of the dating world and you're wanting to break up with someone, get clear on why. Get clear on why and then talk to them about it. See what you can do. And like I said, if it is something that's extremely toxic and unhealthy and it's not going down a positive path, then by all means, just message them. Or you don't have to sit down and talk to them and ask for an explanation. Just be straight up. I'm out. I can't do this anymore. This is not for me. But that's only if that relationship is not fixable and if you don't live together. So this is really if you don't live together, because if you're living together, it's very different. You've got to plan ahead. You've got to get your exit strategy and everything else. So that's a bit of a whole different episode in itself. And if you are living together, especially if you're still married and in a de facto relationship, you've probably got a lot of legalities and all this other stuff, maybe mortgages and custody and everything else you've got to work through. So that's a whole other kettle of fish just on itself. So this here is more so talking about the dating world as a single parent when you're wanting to break up with someone. Because leaving a husband or a wife or a long-term partner, there is a lot more involved. So that's a whole different show on its own. But when you're wanting to break up with someone because you've had enough, you need to think to yourself, okay, one, what is the reason? Why do I want to break up with this person? Two, can something be done to fix it? Can I sit down and have a good conversation with them and see if we can work on it? Three, do I want to fix it? Four, is it something in me that I need to change? Do I need to work on myself to be able to be a better partner? Is there something I can do differently? And lastly, five, how do I sit down and communicate with them how I'm feeling and what I'm not happy about? How do we talk to each other so we can make this work? Now, you need to remember that if you want to have a healthy long-term relationship, you're going to need to talk to each other. So if you're at this point in the relationship where something's gone wrong and you're not comfortable to talk to each other, then how is it going to work 2, 3, 4 years down the track? How is it going to work down the track if this is the early stages of maybe a dating relationship and you're at that part where you're not comfortable to talk to them about something that's happened? Then how is it going to work later down the track? How is that relationship going to maintain that healthy life if it's not being treated in a healthy way when you're not wanting to talk about things? So keep that in mind. And if you were here for me to give you some sort of easy way out of how to end a relationship, it's not going to happen because it's a shitty conversation to have. But like I said, if you sit down and have a conversation with that person first and let them be aware and let them know what's happening, because so many people get blindsided these days because they don't even know that their other person or that their partner is feeling a certain way. So sit down and have a conversation. But if it's something that you're just completely not interested in, you're out, you've just had enough, you just feel like you're very different people, then just still have that conversation. Or you don't even need to have a conversation. Just tell them straight up, it's not working out, I'm sorry. And they may get the shits. Or they may be respectful and say, okay, I appreciate your honesty. It hurts, but I appreciate that. Thank you. And ideally, you want to know that you're dealing with someone that's going to give you a mature response. And if you get someone that gives you a shitty response, that gets angry, that gets all emotional, then you know then and there that you've probably made a good decision. Because if someone's going to get all angry and emotional because you're not feeling it, you're on a different page, then it's probably best that they have some alone time. Because it is hurtful. Your emotions, your ego, it's all going to get hurt when someone breaks up with you. Yes. And it takes a very big, confident person to put that aside when someone turns to you and says, I'm not feeling it. And just be like, okay, no worries. I appreciate your honesty. More often than not, you are going to get someone that's going to get really hurt and really upset and really offended. So that's why a lot of people avoid those conversations, because it's not easy having to be in that situation, not knowing what reaction you're going to get. So that's why it's important to have that chat first. So make sure that they're on that same page. Talk to them and just explain where you're at and say, what can we do to make this better? What can we do to make this work? And if you're really not wanting to make it work, then you just let them know, listen, this is not for me. I do wish you all the best, but this is not what I'm looking for. So just remember, like I said, there's no easy way out of it. I mean, there is actually, I lie. There is an easy way out. You can just ghost them. You can just send them a text message and block them so they don't have to respond to you or you don't have to deal with their response. You can do that. But do you want to do that? Do you want to be that kind of person? Or do you want to learn to handle things in a healthier way, to handle relationships so much better? And when you learn to communicate better, when you learn to talk about things, it does make life and relationships so much easier, because you're not going around thinking, oh, I wonder what they're thinking. I wonder when they're going to call. I wonder what they thought of that. I wonder if they like me. But if you actually talk to a person and ask them these questions, if you're dating someone, you've been dating for a while and you're not sure what they think of you, maybe you want to break up with them because you don't think they like you, sit down and talk to them. Hey, what do you feel about me? What do you think? Because I'm not getting much in return. You're not giving me much feedback. I'm not seeing anything in your actions. Ask these questions. So much conflict, so many misunderstandings can be avoided if people learn to talk about things. Now, I feel like I'm a broken record because I say that so much in these episodes about talking and communicating and being open and honest. And it's really what healthy relationships come down to: communicating where you're at, what you're after, what you're looking for. And if it's not what you want, communicate it. Say it. Listen, thanks for everything, but this is not what I'm looking for. That's one way to break up with someone, not by ghosting and not by blocking. Oh, and the other way, which I forgot to mention, I should have mentioned this earlier, the other way people break up is by sabotaging the relationship, cheating, doing horrible things like that when they're not happy in a relationship. So they go do things like cheating because they're too scared to tell their partner that they're not happy. Because really, if they were happy in a relationship, would they have cheated? I'm sorry if you've been in that scenario, but no happy relationship ends when someone cheats. There's something in the relationship that's happened, that's fallen apart, and the other person's not happy, and they haven't communicated that. So they've found that love and that romance and that affection from someone else. Instead of fixing the problem with their partner, instead of talking to their partner, instead of making it work, or instead of being adult enough to go to this person and say, listen, this isn't working, it's not for me. Then go find yourself a new partner. Don't do it when you're still with someone. But that's just another weak way of people breaking up with someone, because they don't want to deal with reality. They don't want to tell them that they're not happy. So they do the sneaky things behind their back. That's weak. That's weak. If you're not happy in a relationship, talk to your partner. Nobody is a mind reader, unless you're a psychic maybe. But If you're not happy in a relationship, don't do things that's going to sabotage your relationship. That's going to hurt your partner even more because you're too weak to talk to this person. Everything in life is about healthy communication. And that's what healthy relationships come down to. Talking to each other. Being open and honest. If you're not happy, don't just go find the next best thing without leaving your current partner. You tell them you're not happy, then go and find another partner. Or you make your current partner happy. You find ways to make it work with them. And then if it still doesn't work, then you break up with them and find another partner. But don't do things to screw them over because you're too weak to talk to them and to communicate what's not right in your relationship. So I'm going to wrap this up. This has gone a little bit longer than what I expected. So this was, again, mainly based on people that are in the dating world as a single parent. It's very different when you're married and you're in the de facto relationship because you've got so much more to consider and to plan and to work out. But the basis of it does come down to these things, really. It does come down to having that open and honest communication with your partner. Because some people are in that phase where, I don't know, I feel like I should, but I don't know. Well, sit down and ask yourself, is it something you can fix? Is it something you can work on? Can you talk to your partner? If you're not comfortable to talk to your partner, then why not? What kind of relationship do you have when you can't talk to your partner when something is not right? And if you leave your partner because you're too scared to talk to them, are you just going to go to another relationship with someone that you're too scared to talk to them? So that's maybe something you need to work on in yourself. Why are you lacking confidence so much that you are too scared to talk to that one person that you love, that one, your romantic partner? Maybe you're not in that love stage just yet. I don't know. But you want a partner in your life where you are comfortable to open up about anything and everything. And if you're not comfortable to open up to them, then why are you with them? And maybe that's why you're wanting to break up, because you're not comfortable to talk to them. You need to also remember, are you not comfortable to talk to them because of your confidence? You're feeling insecure? You've got low self-esteem? Your fear of judgment? Your fear of being alone or rejected? And that's what a lot of people do. A lot of people sabotage relationships when they're going good because they think that the other person might be better than them, or they think that something, it's too good to be true. So they sabotage it and they end it in case that they might get broken up with later down the track, in fear of them getting hurt. So they reject their partner and they break up with them, which means then that they're not the ones getting hurt. But they're the ones doing the hurting. So just remember, nobody necessarily needs to be hurt if it's done in the right way. I mean, initially when it is done the right way, you might be sad and upset and maybe a little blindsided. But it's better to be blindsided when you're told straight up because you didn't expect it coming. You didn't know this person was feeling it this way, but they've done the right thing. They've communicated with you. And I have so much respect for people that are confident enough to be able to do that with someone and say, thanks, but it's not for me, it's not what I'm looking for. Because it shows that they're confident enough and mature enough, and they're not in a relationship for the wrong reason. They're not in a relationship because they're scared of being alone or rejected or whatever else. And it is easy to take these things personally and get all upset, but you've just got to remember at the end of the day, it is hurtful being rejected, but you're not necessarily being rejected. Take the breakup as being redirected, so to speak. You're being pushed towards something better. If someone breaks up with you, it's not the end of the world. Your life is not over because somebody has broken up with you or is breaking up with you or whatever your scenario is. It's not the end of the world. There is always somebody else out there for you. You've just got to put yourself out there and not put your walls up and not be so guarded and not think, fuck it, it's all over. I'm never going to find someone, or I'm a failure, or whatever it is. It's not the end of the world. If someone breaks up with you, you need to look at it like, okay, well, there's obviously someone better. It's a shame. I did like them, but there must be someone better out there for me. And in time, when I'm in the right place, I will meet them. That's the attitude you need to have. So don't take it personally when someone wants to break up with you. But most importantly, if you're the one wanting to do the breaking up, if you're the one wanting to end the relationship, do it in a healthy way don't be one of those ones that says, I don't want drama, but then you're creating drama by ending it in this kind of way where they're going to get the shits and they might want to stalk you on Facebook or whatever else and try and hunt you down and find out why and what's going on. Yes, they're being drama by doing that, but you've created that reaction in that person by the way you handled it. So do it in a mature way by having a conversation. If it's something small and minor in the relationship that can be fixed, then talk to them. See what you can do to work it out. And if you can't work it out, and if you've tried working it out, and you're at that place where you're like, I'm empty, I've got nothing more to give to this relationship, then just tell them. Tell them exactly that. Listen, I'm empty. I can't give you anymore. It's time we go our separate ways. Say that. And it's like when I talk to my daughter, when she asks me, I don't know what to say. You know what? You say exactly what you just said to me. If you want to say something to someone and you don't know what to say, say it like it exactly how you'd say to a friend. If we were having a conversation right now and you told me I'm with someone and I'm not happy, I'm just not getting what I want from the relationship, I don't know what to say to them. That is exactly what you say to that person. I'm not happy. I'm not getting what I want from the relationship. Think we need to go our separate ways. Don't overanalyze things when you're thinking of a reason to break up with them. You don't need to come up with this fairy tale reason or explanation. You say exactly why it is. Don't give bullshit reasons because you want to try to cover your ass and make you look like the better person. Give an authentic reason of what is happening. I'm not feeling it. It's not for me. We're on different pages. Whatever it is, don't give a bullshit reason. And most importantly, do not go into a conversation where you're about to break up with someone with an aggressive attitude. Don't go in there all defensive, oh, you did this, you did that, blah, blah, blah. That's childish. This is not high school. We're adults here. If you're wanting to break up with someone, be open-minded because you're going to hurt them. You're going to upset them. So be open-minded of how their reaction's going to be. They could be quite calm. They could be quite defensive and get all angry and upset or emotional or sad or who knows. So do not go into a breakup situation where you're already on the defense and you're starting the attack on them. That's not cool. That's not how you handle a breakup or a conversation that leads up to that. You need to be calm and talk like civilized adults. It's not a tit for tat game. You did this, you hurt me, you said this, you said that, I should do this, I should be this. No, it's not a conversation about this. You keep it as direct and to the point as possible. If you're at that point where you're not even having that conversation as to what you can do to fix a relationship, you're going straight in for the kill and you're going straight in for the conversation where you can end it, then don't go in there nasty. Don't go in there tit for tat. Don't go in there trying to prove a point. You go in there just straight, be neutral, be calm. Thank you. We need to go our separate ways. I'm going to wrap it up. And I think I've already said that. Keep in mind, have that conversation and talk to them like adults about what's going wrong in the relationship. Know the reason why. Is there something you can do to fix it? If it's not, then talk to them like adults. End it in a nice, calm, neutral way. Don't take the weak option. No one likes a weak person. And don't forget that weak option also includes things like cheating and other nasty stuff that your potential or your current partner, I should say, will potentially find out about later down the track because you're not happy in the relationship. So you've gone and done other stuff. So don't do things that's going to sabotage the relationship as a way to try and break it off or to end it. Have an adult conversation and look what you can do to make it better. And if you can't make it better, and if it can't be fixed, then that's your answer. It's time to call it quits and move on as adults. And that's it. So I really hope you got something from this. And the purpose of this is because you see so many people out there that get ghosted, they get blindsided, they get blocked, they get cheated on, all these things. And it's because there hasn't been that conversation about what's going wrong in the relationship. There hasn't been that conversation about what can be fixed. There hasn't been that conversation to properly end that relationship. If you're currently in this situation where you're not in a happy relationship, or it's advice for later when you are in a relationship and something's not going right for you and you don't know how to manage it, just remember, talk to your partner and make sure you're both on the same page. And if you're not, and you're never going to be, then it's time to call it a day. So on that note, I'm calling it a day on this episode. So thank you again. And I hope you got something from this. And please, as I always say, if you have any feedback, if you have anything you want to share on this particular episode or any other previous episodes or anything at all in general, then shoot me a message through to my Instagram page at LifeAfterPlusOne, or you can message me on my website. There's a contact page there. The details for that are in the show notes below, but that is LifeAfterPlusOne.com. So message me with any questions, any feedback, anything you want to ask about this episode or any other previous episodes. I will respond to you, I promise. So thank you again, and until next time, I'll be in your ears then. Thank you for joining us on the Life After Plus One podcast. If you loved what you heard today and looking for some further support, then jump onto our website, lifeafterplusone.com. Plus, don't forget to check out our Instagram page for further resources and inspo. You can find all the links in the show notes. And remember, you're not alone on this path. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. And in the meantime, keep thriving, keep growing, and keep exploring your amazing life after plus one.